My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we are ready to send it over to Studio 2A. Very pleased this week to be joined by my guests, Macaulay Vulcan. They've got a show coming up on Thursday night. It's over at the DIY space, Gary's Place. They'll be playing with the touring band Run Forever, among others. But very excited to have these guys in for the first time here. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Macaulay Vulcan. Is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Macaulay Vulcan. How's it going tonight, guys?
It's going good. It's going really well.
Well, thank you.
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. All right, well, why don't we start off with introductions? We'll go around the room. Everybody's got a mic, so let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
I'm Justin, and I'm playing guitar.
Kevin here on bass.
Miguel, playing guitar as well.
I'm Sam, and I'm playing the drums tonight.
Only tonight.
One night only. So you guys haven't been together for that long, but let's hear about the history of the group, how you guys got together and got to this point.
All right. So this kind of started from another band that I was in called Stand By Red 5, and our guitarist had just recently left. He had moved to Texas, and when he left, he was recommending that we get another guitarist, Miguel. And Miguel and I met and pretty much hit it off right away. And so we had him fill in for a while, and then that band kind of fizzled out after a few months. And so Miguel and I were pretty much writing most of the songs for Standby. And so we kind of just ended up starting something else with my longtime friend Sam here. And Sam and I had been jamming together for a long time, just me and him, just kind of fooling around, so we just decided, hey, we should get Sam to play drums, and that's pretty much how the three of us got together. And then it was kind of just us three for a while, and until for about like a year, and then back in September, we got my old friend Kevin to play bass, and that's pretty much where we're at now.
Awesome. So the you mentioned Standby Red 5, and this is a kind of a tangent, but it's just, I guess, a sign of the way that the Tucson music scene works. my brother bought Standby Red 5's van, or the van that you guys use
to really?
Tour.
Wait, the Millennium Falcon. I hope he still calls it that. That's what we call it.
He no longer has it. Like Han Solo, he lost it. He actually sold it, however, to Andy Parada of Human Behavior, and it's the Human Behavior van.
Oh, my God. So, I want to see that van sometime. I have some memories in that van. Oh, my gosh.
So the Millennium Falcon
really
is still going strong.
It's touring. Nothing else going on in that van. Just touring.
But. Yeah, thank you for that fun tidbit of Nardwuar trivia, Matt.
Yeah, there you go. I'm happy to share it.
That's wild.
With the four people in this room and whoever is listening at home as well. In any event, tell me a little bit about, as Standby Red 5 started to fade away, you're looking to do something new. What were some of the things that you were trying to keep alive in this new project, and what were some things that you were trying to do differently?
I think one of the things that was really hard is we all kind of like started playing a little more often on our own. So we kind of have our own influences, and then when you finally get together with some guys after a while, it's hard trying to write a style of music.
Yeah.
So there's a few new songs that are weird to us, but I think that's the process you kind of have to go through when you haven't been playing for a year
or right,
kind of off the scene for a while, especially here in Tucson. So
yeah, we kind of went into it with no real goal in mind, like, oh, we're gonna make this genre of music. It was more or less just like, oh, let's just make some songs and then it'll turn out to be whatever it is,
In terms of the approach that you have towards songwriting, tell me how you is there a genesis that most of these songs have, where somebody gets like a lick in their head that they bring to someone talk, any one song from that last set and kind of talk me through the process. How does it come together?
Usually either Miguel or I have like an idea. We're like, oh, this riff, like, say, the second to the last song that we were just playing, Pocket Change in the Atrium Pond. That was like the little riff that I came up to practice with, the little bee doo 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 doo. Like, I just had that little thing, and then we kind of just went from there. I mean,
I think that was one of our most like jammy songs at the time too. We haven't done something like that in a while, so we'll probably have something in that aspect in the mix later, I think.
Yeah.
Because we always try to keep that post-rock feel alive sometimes, so it's kind of in our bones, so. Yeah, but we like to make things complicated for each other, so that's another part of the process.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, one person has this weird idea that's in some strange time signature or something that's like, I want to do this, and then everyone else is trying to wrap their head around it, being just like, it gets really frustrating at times, but it definitely pays off, like, once we figure out something weird and
grab
just,
a
like,
sixer or something.
Yeah, we'll grab some beer and we'll loosen up and then we'll be fine with it. But we're very hard headed. Me and Miguel definitely like to.
But we know that that's part
always
of
always butting heads. I sit back for half an hour to figure out
Sam chimes
the
in,
string details, and then I bring up the tail end with like half an hour later.
Miguel and I like to argue.
I think we have a lot of ways that we start writing too. I mean, me and Sam have written just like, say Justin's in the bathroom, we write a riff.
Yeah,
he comes back and then starts jamming on it, and then we go from there.
Yeah. One of the things I like about this band, and I guess it makes sense coming from the lineage of Standby Red 5 as well, but that you exist kind of on this in this in-between land where you've got like 1 foot in sort of a math rock world and 1 foot in more of the post-rock world, where you've got the, complicated time signatures and the rhythmic stuff that, the rhythmic guitar parts and stuff that you might hear from, a math rock song, but then the sense of kind of dynamics and drama that you get from a lot of post-rock stuff. And I'm curious, is it a conscious process, that the ability that you have to create that sort of drama and the dynamics and all that, when does that come into the process as you're developing
it's
the
like
song?
It's like half and half, I think. Uh-huh. We'll be writing something just maybe really mathy or really complicated. And I think, like I said, post-rock's kind of like in our blood, and we grew up listening to emotional music. And
sure.
At least I did.
But, yeah, Miguel was actually from a band called West, too, another local band. I was a huge fan of them.
Like 06, 07.
Long time ago.
We played
but...
in this room.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I think we don't consciously do it, but mm-hmm. we don't subconsciously do it.
Yeah. It's like not, yeah, it's not one or the other.
Just like the music. It's a little confusing, and when we feel like we need some feel, we put some feel in.
There you go.
Yeah, it really is just like where we see a song going. It's like, do we need this song to be more relaxed, or do we want it more in your face, or do we want it, you know, kind of to take it whichever direction we feel like taking it?
Yeah, and we probably land on both.
Yeah, it's really just, yeah, it's kind of just both. Whichever one just kind of meshes with the song better.
Sure. When do you know a song's finished?
Oh gosh!
If it's ever question, right?
You get that sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, like nauseated from doing this over and over again. Time to do something new.
Yeah.
Once we get really tired of it, yeah. Honestly, we're always changing the songs that we have, even the songs that we recorded for our EP.
Yeah,
like we still change those songs. Like we're still adding in parts. Like, oh, we should do that differently. Like,
yeah, the songs are never really finished, I think, for anybody. It usually works that way.
They're just frozen in time with a recording.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly, a way to solidify it a little bit. But even live, like, we still do things a little slightly differently.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about the recording during our next break. But first, I want to mention that you have a show coming up Thursday night over at Gary's Place.
Indeed.
What is a good way for people to keep track of upcoming shows in general?
Probably our Facebook is the best, but we also, I know that's like really typical.
2016.
I don't know. We just started a Instagram account, if that means anything. We'll start posting stuff on there. We're going to try and like get more of a social presence. We also, I mean, we post every show that we get on Bandcamp if we can, mm-hmm. so people can see it there. Any way that we can show it. It's just like, yeah, Facebook, Bandcamp, Instagram.
Whether it's like 2 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
Really piss people off.
I believe mine was 8 minutes before.
Yeah, so, and they get really mad at everyone that they didn't come.
Yeah.
Come on, we posted about it.
Yeah.
Right before the show. Come on. You should know. You should come.
So we're going to get into our next set here. You're listening to Macaulay Vulcan here on Locals Only.
Thank you.
This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Macaulay Vulcan. So as promised, I want to talk a little bit about the recent EP. What can you tell us about it?
It was recorded with Ryan Bram in June at Home Record Studios.
Cool.
It's called Prison Simulator Baseball. It came from Sam here. Sam titled it and gave the artwork, so...
Where does the title come from, Sam?
The title comes from a series of YouTube tags and a description for a video that's, like, paragraphs and paragraphs long of just, like, clickbait. So there's all these different words and random sequences, you know, a bunch of pornographic and video game buzzwords, and Prison Simulator Baseball was one of the strings of words, so... Kind of speaks to the way we used to practice. We would kind of shut the three of us in the bedroom and be on our own, kind of trying to get some teamwork and camaraderie going, but didn't always work. It was, I don't know, some prison yard violence. Shanks and shivs, but we're still here today. So
there you go.
I feel like it's a little bit of a knock at baseball, kind of, because it's just kind of relating it to being in prison. No offense to the sport baseball.
If you're listening, baseball, no offense.
Baseball, if you're listening, we
calm
didn't mean
down.
To offend you.
Yeah, yeah. So you recorded with Ryan, and what was the process? Was this mostly tracked live, or were you doing overdubs somewhere in between?
It was definitely... pretty for the most part track the drums live, no click, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. I think it just kind of let us do what we do naturally anyway. I mean,
yeah,
it kind of leaves room, and I mean, I go about that stuff when I record my own stuff anyway. It's a lot easier to make it sound natural. Mm-hmm. And we kind of go crazy with pedals. There's a lot of interludes, and for that to just kind of be forced in there would be a little tougher, so
yeah.
He kind of let us go about it that way, and I think it really worked out, even though in the studio it's always nerve-wracking, but
sure.
Not knowing if it's sounding the way you really want it to, but I think it turned out really great when we got it back. And
yeah. And the EP does sound great, and one thing that presents a challenge for a band like this, well, I guess it's two things. One, this music is really, really technical. But it's also really, really clean as well. So, you know, it's not like you've got really distortion-heavy guitar leads where, like, if there's something that's, like, a little off, you can just sort of write it off as, oh, well, that's just part of the aesthetic. So what kind of challenge did that present as you were trying to get sort of the perfect platonic version of each one of these
songs?
I'm
sure if you've heard the album and you're a musician, you'd probably hear the parts we messed up on. I mean, I feel, yeah. I mean, maybe I'm just biased because we recorded it, but
yeah, and sat with it for days and
yeah.
weeks. And
but I feel months. Like maybe the more I listen to it, the more I don't even notice them.
Uh-huh.
So that way it's kind of a little easier for me to forget about it.
Yeah, it was just for the most part after Sam tracked the drums, it was just me, Miguel, and Ryan in like his little studio area where he, you know, the whole like mixing area, just us constantly trying to get down parts. Mm-hmm. I struggle a lot more than Miguel, but there was a lot of us just being like, oh my God, I cannot get this part down. Like spending like there were a few parts where we spent like maybe an hour and a half on just,
it ends up happening where the more you play it, the worse you get at
sure.
the riff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where multiple just... days kind of comes into play. We did it in 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So we definitely crammed everything in, and that was stressful too, but I think that's part of the whole process, and it really worked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was definitely worth it at the end. So
yeah, the EP sounds great. You do have it up on your Bandcamp page for purchase and for streaming as mm-hmm. well. Have you guys kind of caught the recording bug with this project? Do you think you're going to head back in the not-too-distant future, or are you going to let this batch of songs sit for a little while?
We're hoping to get back into the studio this summer. We're working mm-hmm. on a little bit of a lengthier EP this time.
Mm-hmm.
maybe even like interludes and stuff in between songs, maybe. Yeah, we've only written, I think, like 3 songs right now that are completely like actually fleshed out. So yeah, in this next year, hopefully by summertime, we'll have enough material to do that again.
Cool. Excellent.
But yeah, that's the game plan right now.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to do a little touring or play some shows outside of Tucson?
Yeah. The challenge is getting a van. We don't know how to get a van.
Why'd you sell it, man?
I know of a van.
Yeah. Let's get that van back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've contemplated just asking if we can like borrow somebody's van or something. I don't even know, but.
Yeah,
if we can tour this summer, we definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the goal. Hopefully, like a small tour, maybe just small, like maybe West Coast, a little, mm-hmm. just mostly Arizona dates, and like California, maybe even Oregon if we get lucky. But yeah, that's
maybe
pretty much
Midwest
where
Midwest action.
Yeah, Midwest. We would love to play in Chicago because we played this show with this band called Rat Boys, and. Immediately after we played, they were going up telling us, like, oh, hey, good job. Like, you guys sound a lot like this band, Monobody. Like, you guys should play with them. We're good friends with them. We'll set up a show for you. And we're just like, oh, my God. We're huge fans of this band called Monobody. It's like this crazy jazz, like, mathy band from Chicago. And, like, that's the dream.
Yeah.
Is to get out there if we can. Yeah.
Logistics.
Right. So we've got, as we mentioned before, we've got a show coming up Thursday night over at Gary's Place, and a couple other locals along with Run Forever is going to be on tour coming through for that one. Do you have anything else that's on the horizon that we want to mention?
Yeah, a week from this coming Saturday, we're going to be at the Flycatcher with Dirt Friends and the Gay Boys.
Cool.
So that should be a fun local show. And then we're going to be playing in Tempe on the 29th. At a place called Time Out Lounge for anybody who may or may not be up there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jam-packed January with Macaulay Vulcan. Check us out.
Is that your official hashtag now that you guys
Yeah, we started an Instagram. January. We should use that hashtag and make it our own.
Yeah.
January. Yeah, we can only use it for a couple
more weeks.
There's
probably some like club promoter in Des Moines or something who's like already staked that one out, but you can try to muscle them out.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we've got that. All those shows coming up, you can keep track of them on either the Macaulay Vulcan Facebook page, Bandcamp page, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Just check any of those about 8 minutes before a show and you'll find out what's going on.
We'll try and be better about posting a little bit earlier for the show or something.
And the EP, once again, is available up on Bandcamp. We've got time for a couple more songs here, so why don't you guys play us out here, and then, you know, we might have a little bit of time left, and I'll sneak back into the on-air studio and wrap things up in there with whatever time we have. So I want to thank you guys again for coming down tonight. This has been great. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.